Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, David Wells. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mike Durant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rabule. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hammonds moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durant takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Durant. The throw from Hoyles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durant scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mears out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coomer. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Coomer steals second. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hammonds hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Devereaux scores. Hoyles moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar is walked intentionally. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. Hammonds scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive for a double play. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Durant hits a pop-up towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Devereaux moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alomar scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabiule strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Durant and he is out, Mears applying the tag. 1 out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. Durant drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Surhoff out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durant strikes out. 1 out. Alan Mills now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. Pomeroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing first base. Mike Trombley now pitching. Ron Coomer now playing third base. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.